seconds and counting. The guidance system will go in.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, we're on our second day of this month's Viewpoints article about the development of Antarctica. Here's the question we're looking at. Should we humans exploit the continent with all its natural resources, or should we protect it from development? And if it is protected, could it still be developed for tourism? These are all good questions. Okay, let's look at the saying, point taken, as in paying higher taxes won't be so bad, we'll have better roads and services. Point taken, I guess it will help. And the word problematic, as in repairing your computer presents a more problematic situation than I thought. Okay, now if you will, turn to page 13 in your magazines as we begin with the reading.
The Development of Antarctica. Conversation B.
Besides, even if the treaty were revoked, those resources are covered by extremely thick sheets of ice. It would be virtually impossible to get to them.
Point taken. But aside from its natural resources, Antarctica also has great potential for the expansion of tourism. Over 40,000 tourists already visit each year. Imagine the money that could be made if tourism really took off.
I see your point, but the continent of Antarctica has no government. So who would regulate that development? Who would make the money?
True, that does make it a unique situation. It might be problematic at first, but with some work, people all over the world could enjoy Antarctica's beauty.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel, and we're continuing with our conversation between Adam and Beth, and we know that they don't agree about whether Antarctica should be developed. So yesterday, they were talking about this Antarctic Treaty, and this treaty was made, Esther, to protect this country, right?
That's right. 47 countries signed a treaty, or they signed an agreement that Antarctica would only be used for peaceful purposes and scientific research could be done, but people cannot use it to make money.
Right. But you know, Adam thinks that this treaty should be revoked and the decision should be reversed and that, you know, maybe you should just get rid of it altogether. But Beth has an interesting point. She says, but if it were revoked, those resources are covered by extremely thick sheets of ice. It would be virtually impossible to get to them. So what she's trying to say is that even if you want those natural resources, you're not going to be able to get them there because they're so far under the ice.
That's right. It might cost a lot of money, and it would be very difficult for scientists or other people to actually get those things. But Adam says, point taken. Now, if someone says point taken, it means that the point that you just said, or the fact that you just said, they think, yes, maybe that's true, or they agree to it.
That's right. So it's another way of saying, I agree. Point taken. So he realizes that's a good point. The natural resources like the coal and the oil and the natural gas are so far under the ice, it would be hard to get to them. But then he makes another point. He says aside from its natural resources, Antarctica also has great potential for the expansion of tourism. Now, Esther, this is an interesting point because Maybe it could become a tourist hotspot.
That's right. Maybe some people want to go to Antarctica just for fun. Maybe they can go there on a trip, or maybe some people might want to go and get married there.
In fact, over 40,000 tourists already visit each year. So imagine if you could open the doors and make a lot more money and have 80,000 tourists or 500,000 tourists. Adam is saying you can make a lot of money if tourism really took off. If something takes off, then it kind of explodes, and that means the business is going very well.
Beth is a little skeptical, and she doesn't totally agree with Adam, even though she sees his point, but she believes that the continent of Antarctica has no government. So she asks, who will regulate the development? Who will control how fast it develops and what develops?
That is a really good question, because if nobody is in control, well, then how will decisions be made? And she also asks another question, who would make the money? There are no people living there, really, and, you know, they don't have a government, so how would things get done? That is a good issue to bring up.
That's right. Who owns Antarctica? Or even if tourists went there, how would they pay the money and where would they go?
Right. Good questions. Well, Adam agrees. Okay, true. He's probably thinking point taken again. And he says that does make it a unique situation. It might be problematic at first, but with some work, people all over the world could enjoy Antarctica's beauty. Now, the word problematic means there's a problem here. It might be difficult to solve. But you know, I think, Esther, with many great ideas, often they start out a bit problematic. And people think, no, that's impossible. It could never be done. It's problematic. There are too many problems. But if you keep working hard, sometimes those ideas can become wonderful ideas and very successful ideas.
That's right. They can become a realities. So these things, maybe right now we think they are problems, but Adam believes that people all over the world could enjoy Antarctica and its beauty if tourism is developed there.
Good point. Well, friends, would you like to learn some more interesting facts about Antarctica? There are so many interesting things we can learn about this continent. So let's learn some more right now, and then we'll visit the chat room and take a break, and we'll be right back with the remainder of our lesson.
Human activity in Antarctica. Because Antarctica is the darkest place in the world, it provides an ideal environment for scientists to conduct astronomical research. Scientists and tourists can cause pollution that presents a great threat to the continent. Because of the continent's cold and slowly changing environment, organic material can take decades to decay. In warmer climates, it would be gone in months. Wildlife. Antarctica is the world's only home to emperor penguins, the world's largest penguins. In the rough southern seas surrounding the continent, sperm and killer whales, as well as blue and humpback whales, rule.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. And today, we're going to continue to look at Antarctica.
In the conversation, Beth makes an interesting observation. She says, the continent of Antarctica has no government. Doris, isn't there a word that describes a no-government condition?
Yes, there is. The word you're thinking of is anarchy.
Anarchy.
That's right. Anarchy refers to the absence of government.
So can I say that Antarctica is a place of anarchy?
No, not really. When we use anarchy, we're not only saying that there is no government, but we're also emphasizing that there is disorder and lawlessness as a result of the absence of government. Antarctica has no government, but there's no violence or disorder. So we can't call it anarchy.
I see. 今天的课文中提到南极没有政府, 在英文无政府状态叫做 anarchy, A-N-A-R-C-H-Y。 但是我们并不能够用 anarchy 来形容南极，那是因为 anarchy 指的是无政府的混乱状态，但是在人烟稀少的南极并没有混乱的状态。So what would be an example of anarchy?
Well, if you look back in history, you'll find numerous examples of anarchy. The French Revolution in the late 18th century is one. Many members of high ruling families were killed during that time.
Isn't that what's referred to as the Reign of Terror?
That's right. The Reign of Terror was a period of violence that occurred after the French Revolution broke out.And the guillotine became the symbol of that time.
The guillotine?
Yes. The guillotine is a device with a heavy blade used to behead people.
Ah, I see. 18世纪的法国大革命时期是个典型的 anarchy. 当时的无政府状态被称为 the reign of terror, 恐怖统治。而断头台 the guillotine, G-U-I-L-L-O-T-I-N-E, guillotine, 也称为恐怖时期的象征。
Well, it's time for a break now. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide.Well, there was a treaty designed and signed to protect the icy continent of Antarctica from being exploited. That's a good thing. But could that treaty ever be revoked? Before we look at that, let's finish up with Conversation B, and let's get familiar with the word invaluable, as in, your invaluable advice helped me make a good decision.And the saying, agree to disagree, as in, the president has agreed to disagree with his advisors. Okay, let's pick up Conversation B now as we continue on line 14.
The development of Antarctica.
That may be true.But I still disagree. Human activity at the poles has already been blamed for the disappearance of glaciers. Tourists, and scientists for that matter, bring in pollution that could potentially take decades to disappear in such a cold environment.
Pollution or not, expanding research efforts in Antarctica would surely reap invaluable benefits.
Like what?
Scientists suspect that polar marine life can help in the development of cancer-fighting drugs. One Antarctic sea squirt contains a chemical that is active against melanoma.
You've made some good points, but I think we'll just have to agree to disagree when it comes to developing Antarctica.
Well, Adam and Beth both have very good points about why Antarctica should or should not be developed. Adam thinks it should, but Beth still thinks it shouldn't, even though they both have stated many good facts.
True. And before the break, we were talking about how Adam thinks it should be open to tourism because they could make money and people could enjoy Antarctica's beauty.And Beth says, well, that's true, but I still disagree. And she brings up an interesting point that human activity at the poles has already been blamed for the disappearance of glaciers. Now, Esther, when we're talking about poles, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about the North Pole or the Arctic, and that's the continent in the most north part of the globe, or the South Pole, which is Antarctica or South Pole.
Okay, so obviously people have been doing some things up there. Maybe scientists have been trying to tap or drill these places for resources. And according to Beth, this has led to the disappearance of glaciers. So there have been some negative things that have happened because people are using this land for their own use.
That's right. And glaciers are large blocks of ice. And when these melt, then the water in the world gets a lot warmer and it causes a lot of changes in the environment. The temperature rises, some ocean wildlife even die.
And another good point, Esther, is that if you allow more tourists and scientists in these areas, they will bring with them some pollution. They will bring their stuff and they might make a big mess. And according to Beth, that pollution could potentially take decades to disappear in such a cold environment. So she sees here that there are some negative things about bringing more people and more stuff and more machines into this beautiful continent. She says they're just going to leave a big mess.
That sounds really like it's not a good thing, but Adam still disagrees. He says, pollution or not, expanding research efforts in Antarctica would surely reach invaluable benefits. So he thinks that these benefits are very, very important and that he still thinks that people should go in and develop this place.
Definitely. Well, invaluable is one of our vocabulary words. And when we talk about something that's invaluable, it means it's so valuable that it's priceless or it's worth so much. And so he's saying it would be invaluable benefits. It would be more than we can imagine. There would be so many benefits that come from developing this continent. And Beth challenges him and she says, like what? Tell me at least one of them, Adam.
Well, Adam says maybe they can develop some drugs, maybe some drugs that can fight cancer. Everyone in the world is trying to develop drugs that can fight cancer. So that's one thing that Adam says can
that's
happen.
That's true. And I think he's trying to think more beyond making money. He's thinking about helping people. He says that scientists think that polar marine life, or the animals that live in very cold places like Antarctica, can actually help in the development of cancer-fighting drugs, as you just mentioned. We know that cancer is a big problem, and there are many drugs that are being made or people are trying to get to fight cancer, and maybe some of the secrets to fighting cancer are here in Antarctica.
And we have a nice secret for you that one animal in this part of the world, this part of the marine life, called the sea squirt, and you can see a picture of a sea squirt on page 13 on the bottom, it contains a special chemical that people believe is very active or can fight a type of cancer called melanoma. Rachel, what kind of cancer is melanoma?
Well, melanoma has to do with your skin. So sometimes people get skin cancer, and we refer to that, the difficult kind, as melanoma, the dangerous kind. And so this sea squirt, which is an interesting little creature you can see in your magazine, it kind of squirts out a chemical that might actually help prevent or take care of or heal melanoma. So it's amazing that this little animal might have the potential to do something like that. And so Beth realizes this is a good point.
Right, and who knows what other animals, maybe if Antarctica's developed, they might find out. But Beth still doesn't agree with Adam. And she says, we can agree to disagree when it comes to talking about developing Antarctica. Now, Rachel, if I agree to disagree with you, do I agree or disagree with you?
Well, you still disagree, but you say, that's okay, you have your opinion, I have my opinion, we'll keep our opinions, and we'll still be friends. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed today's lesson. Right now, we need to listen to what some Studio Classroom friends have to say about this particular topic.
Hi, my name is Vivian. In response to the question of whether Antarctica should be commercially developed, I feel that I must side with those who favor the preservation of the icy continent in its natural state. The human race has a terrible track record when it comes to environmental preservation. The last several decades have clearly shown us the footprint left by mankind grows ever deeper and prominent. changes in the polar ice caps, coral reefs, animal migration patterns, and available habitats are just a few examples of how man has altered the course of nature with his presence. As one of the few pristine areas left on the globe, Antarctica offers a wealth of information regarding the natural history of planet Earth that should remain available to researchers and not to commercial developers. This is one of the many reasons I feel Antarctica should not be commercially developed.
Should the world's southernmost continent be developed? I think it should not. I've checked some information online. I found out that Antarctica is also called a peaceful land. Why? Because there's no police officers, no judges, no prisons. Since it is a peaceful land, let's not bother this place just because of humans' curiosity. There are so many things unknown to all of us. Antarctica is just one of them. Developing it will destroy its nature. According to the news report, the average temperature of the Earth is increasing every year. I remember when I was a kid, the winter used to be so cold that I need to wear a coat. But think about the winters of last few years. Isn't it getting warmer? Yes, it is. So if people want to exploit Antarctica, the icebergs and glaciers will be melting by all those pollution from modern industries. The more the ice gets melting, the warmer we get. Antarctica is like a huge fridge of the Earth. Let's not break it so that we'll live in a balanced environment.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 problematic 这个形容词，注意它的重音在 ma 这个音节，念成 problematic。我们看到这个字里面有 problem 问题这个名词，所以 problematic 是指有困难的。例如Putting this new policy into effect might be problematic. 这个新的政策要实施可能有困难。或者是 getting airline tickets for such a large group might be problematic in high season. 在旺季的时候要替这么大的团体找到机票可能有难度。继续我们看的是 invaluable 这个形容词。注意 IN 是一个否定的字首，而 valuable 是指有价值的，所以Invaluable 是指无价的，或者是指非常贵重的。例如 This invaluable scientific finding can benefit many cancer patients. 这个无价的科学发现可以造福许多的癌症病患。或者是 Even though John is retired now, his contribution to our company remains invaluable. 虽然 John 现在退休了，他对公司的贡献依然是非常重要的。最后我们看的是 agree to disagree 这个常用语。agree to disagree 是指同意接受彼此可以有不同的意见的事实。例如 I know we'll never agree on the issue of parenting, but let's agree to disagree, shall we? 我知道我们在教养儿女这个议题上不会有共识，但是让我们接受彼此会有不同的见解的事情。And don't go away yet, stay tuned for more.
The Development of Antarctica. Conversation B.
Besides, even if the treaty were revoked, those resources are covered by extremely thick sheets of ice. It would be virtually impossible to get to them.
Point taken. But aside from its natural resources, Antarctica also has great potential for the expansion of tourism.Over 40,000 tourists already visit each year. Imagine the money that could be made if tourism really took off.
I see your point, but the continent of Antarctica has no government. So who would regulate that development? Who would make the money?
True, that does make it a unique situation. It might be problematic at first,But with some work, people all over the world could enjoy Antarctica's beauty.
That may be true, but I still disagree. Human activity at the poles has already been blamed for the disappearance of glaciers. Tourists, and scientists for that matter, bring in pollution that could potentially take decades to disappear in such a cold environment.
Pollution or not, expanding research efforts in Antarctica would surely reap invaluable benefits.
Like what?
Scientists suspect that polar marine life can help in the development of cancer-fighting drugs. One Antarctic sea squirt contains a chemical that is active against melanoma.
You've made some good points, but I think we'll just have to agree to disagree when it comes to developing Antarctica.
Friends, we have a few more talk about it questions on page 13 that will help you in your spoken English ability. Please take some time and go through them with a friend or classmate. Tomorrow, we begin a new article about the process of going to university in the United States. So don't miss it. It's time to say goodbye. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, have a great day.
听力课堂, 听class.com